This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, here we go. Chad, Adam, Dave, we're here, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Okay, on what's happening with United Healthcare, let's get to that right from the get-go. You're seeing Care 11, and they're talking about an intruder.
Sounds like they have had an intruder, and yes, I saw one report unconfirmed that an arrest was made on site at about 11:45, but again, that's not confirmed, but no reports of any injuries or anything, but large police presence at United Healthcare headquarters in Minnetonka.
Okay, right, yes. And obviously it's just heightened because of what?
Correct.
Luigi Mangione did and the grotesque defense of what he did. We're going to start politics here. We talk Masters. I'll talk Masters later. Again, Adam and I just talked about it in the last half hour of his show.
I'm trying to decide where to start. Let's start with what happened with the governor of Pennsylvania. If your default on this was somehow political, by the way, to automatically blame a Republican, or as someone did tweeting at me right away suggesting it, how do we even know it's true? If your default isn't, what's going on? Who is this person? How close do they get? Is everybody safe? Then you need to reexamine your soul and your decency and your empathy. It just isn't difficult. Everyone here, we're seeing some of the photos right now. Channel 4 is covering the story. Josh Shapiro and his entire family easily could have been murdered. Easily. How about this question, by the way? What kind of security is going on with the governor of Pennsylvania?
Right.
This deranged individual was able to get in, at least from what we know now, way too easy. And it's a person who walked a long distance, had a hammer. Said
Molotov cocktails?
Molotov cocktails, beer bottles. Said he hated Shapiro, would have used the hammer on him. And so I want us to understand why that the anger is so political. Let's hear more from his ex-girlfriend. Who knows how stable this individual is and what credibility, if any, we should give him. This could be some deranged individual, and this is not political in any way. We got to flesh more out. And this also could be political. I hate the Democrats. I'm a Democrat. I hate what he's doing. I'm a Republican. But the fact that for a staggering percentage of the population of this country, Adam, it's not just
My God, how did that happen? It's, well, I really don't like his politics, or is it, you know, some anti-Semitic comments? Yeah. It's just decency has to be out there. And that doesn't mean you're not allowed to have strong political opinions and agree with Shapiro, disagree with Shapiro, agree with Republicans, disagree. This is violence. And just let's review. This has been going on for a while. Steve Scalise still isn't the same. Rand Paul could have been killed on that when they were preparing for the baseball game, right? Last summer, the president of the United States came within fractions of being murdered right in front of our eyes. I still don't think we know enough about that.
Absolutely.
Both of us on this show have had multiple former Secret Service guests saying, why don't we know more? Individual went inside Nancy Pelosi's house and came close to killing Paul Pelosi. And let's review the last two. Paul Pelosi, Donald Trump, and many Republicans joked about that constantly. How funny it was. Gay lover. Yeah. I don't buy this. Don't buy it at all. And when Donald Trump was almost shot, you know what else came up? Fake setup, trying to win the election. Yeah. Another person was killed there. The person who tried to kill the then former president, now president, was also killed. They were in on the fakeness. This is a sickness that some people have, that they've lost their ability to just connect as a human, and their default has to be political and anger, and I don't believe it. And that's sad.
Which led me, I've talked about this in the 10 o'clock hour, and my question was, what, God forbid somebody gets killed, like right before our eyes, would that reset everything where we'd say, oh, we've got to,
I don't believe it.
No.
I mean, maybe a day or two.
Yeah. That's exactly what Dave said.
Maybe a day or two. Dave, do you think, and again, no one here wants that to ever happen in any way. But let's not forget how people confront people at restaurants, at their house. I think it was Walter Hudson, some of the Republicans, who tried to pass a bill, or are still trying to pass a bill in the legislature, Dave, trying to prevent, you know, making it against the law right away to go to someone's house. Again, no big fan of Bob Kroll here. Nobody on this show big fan, but years ago when John Thompson did the filth that he did at Bob Kroll and Liz Collins' house, again, if your default was to say Kroll deserves it, get out of here. There's ways to protest against Bob Kroll, and if you wanted to disagree with Liz for some reason at that point, I don't know what it would have been. She was a Channel 4 anchor at that point. But if you were defending that, get out of here. Do you think we would, the temperature would calm down in a sustained way?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, half the country would be either privately or publicly, at least on social media, celebrating it.
And again, three of us, not exactly in the Donald Trump fan club, but if, again, your default is to say this all is happening because of Donald Trump, get out of here. He's a bully. He mocks people, belittles. He's saying today in the White House that CNN hates our country. What a repugnant thing to say.
Right.
Again, disagree with them. Feel like they're not giving more of an accurate reflection of the success you're having in your administration. I'm sure he completely believes that. And there are tens of millions who agree with him and disagree with CNN. But saying a news network hates our country from the leader of our country is awful. But that doesn't mean he's the only driving force, the hatred we have.
No, but again, back to the point, whether it's his words or other people's words, no matter what their political persuasion is, when you are now in a place of, I disagree with this person, I don't doubt that they love this country, but we just have very different agreement on how to get to where we want. It's not that anymore. It's
never.
That person wants to destroy this country. Their different views are a danger to this country. Then we should not be surprised, sadly, when people, no matter if they're mentally ill or not, latch on to that and say they feel like it's their duty or they have to do something drastic and violent as a result.
You're a sellout now if you would say, I'm willing to sit down and talk with someone on the other side and see if somehow, some way we could get a bill passed. And that'll lead to a little bit of the Trump-Marr meeting, what Marr had to say about it. But here's the text right away. It was staged. Trump. It was, come on. Donald Trump and the Secret Service and his administration and all of his campaign folks were willing to kill two individuals, including the shooter, to enhance his presidential election. Think about that. Our first texter of the show says it was staged, and there are
a lot of people believe that.
There are millions who believe that. What do you want to say? Agree? Disagree? Phone call. I'd love a phone call or two. 651-461-9226. If a text is easier, that's fine. Push back at us. Agree with us. Take it further. What do you want to say? We're WCCO. 651-461-9226.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society. And I don't give a damn if it's coming from one particular side or the other, directed at one particular party or another, or one particular person or another. It is not okay. And it has to stop. We have to be better than this.
The governor, if you listen to the show, you know where I stand on Josh Shapiro. I believe he'll be a president at some point, and he's 100% right what he said there. Among the texts, the world will be a better place without Don the Con. That doesn't mean somebody takes him out.
No.
Okay. Trump is giving permission for people to act badly. Listen, he is a world-class bully who belittles people, mocks people. When he was running in 15 and 16, he talked about, I love to punch people. So does he say some things that to all of us in this room lack great moral character? How about average moral character? How about a modicum of moral character? Yes. So he's in the mix, to quote the great Stu Gatz. It's not just his whole mix. There's more. And if you don't think the left plays a part in this too, then you're naive also. Having a president who yesterday, when what looks to be a deranged individual tried to murder a governor, his wife, and his kids, and appropriately so, the vice president came out quickly. The attorney general came out quickly. And we all know what Donald Trump was doing yesterday. 1,000%. He was doing the same thing as me and you. He was watching the Masters. And then he watched 60 Minutes, and he pouted like a little baby because Zelensky is just saying the truth. You can't trust Vladimir Putin. And then there was a report on Greenland where the folks from Greenland are saying, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Right.
And Donald wants state-run TV. He wants fawning and flattering. And so, again, makes himself extraordinarily accessible. I appreciate that greatly. But he's asked about Josh Shapiro and this attack, and he says, just learning about it. We'll have to look into it. Number one, I don't believe him. And number two, if somehow, because you've had these stories come out from Republicans, I repeat, Republicans who were in the first administration, on what they wouldn't tell him. If somehow there was the belief within the administration, those folks were at Mar-a-Lago. Well, by the way, he's allowed to relax. That's fine. He can watch the golf, right? He can watch 60 Minutes. I'm not mad about that. But if they're not telling him that, when I got in a little bit on Twitter, because honestly, I didn't know. I looked and I thought, come on, he said something. And people were like, oh, TDS, and don't we need any more details? We don't need a single detail for the president of the United States to pick up the phone. And I don't care if it would have been his most ardent critic to say, I'm horrified by this story. Whatever level of federal investigative powers that you need will be there. This never, ever should happen. And then chuckle the end and say, oh, by the way, Josh, we still don't agree on a damn thing. How can anyone say that wasn't the obvious thing to do? It's just simple, right?
You can't, but this is, I mean, the normal thing to do went out the window a long time ago with this guy. And it continues to. And are there more important things in the world to do? Yes, but it's so easy, and it's such a, it's.
I got to be honest. I think that was a very important thing to do yesterday.
Oh, I do too.
To reach out to the governor who someone tried to kill.
I agree. What I'm saying is, are there more pressing matters in the course of being president in a day?
Yeah,
but
okay. If he was like, if they were in hardcore negotiations on tariffs and NATO or whatever. No. Every single one of us knows he was on some beautiful chair with his buddies, having fun, watching a sport he loves. I mean, he's a 500,000-time champion. I mean,
great health because of it.
Great health. Because of, and do we want to play the, we don't have the cognitive yet. Did you track it down yet?
Just 1 second. I've got it here.
Well, we
got
to get to this.
Here it is.
Here we go.
Here
he is, Oval Office today, talking about his physical, and apparently he's the only person willing to take a cognitive test.
And by the way, I took my cognitive exam as part of my physical exam, and I got the highest mark, and one of the doctors said, sir,
world record.
Seen anybody get that kind of, that was the highest mark. I hope you're happy with that. Although they haven't been bugging me too much to take a cognitive. But
it's point of the media.
I did do my physical and it was released. I hope you're all happy with it. I notice there's no question, so probably you are. But the cognitive, they said to me, sir, would you like to take a cognitive
test? Gets better.
I said, did Biden take one?
No.
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 Did anybody take one?
Wait,
no,
we got one more coming.
People took them. I said, what about Obama?
Obama.
Did he take one? No,
no.
He didn't take one.
No.
I said, let me be the only one to take
only
them.
One.
But I've actually taken them 3 times already. I like taking them because they're sort of,
I like
taking, they're not too tough for me to take.
That's too tough. Okay. You know, I didn't have to take the ACTs. I said, let me take an extra one.
Barack Obama was afraid to take a cognitive test.
Cognitive.
Yeah. And again, before the tech start, everybody in this show was pointing out years and years ago that Joe Biden wasn't the same, didn't have the fastball. This show never once stuck their head in the sand. The first member of Congress and all of Congress said on this show, a Democrat, that Joe can't run again. Man, strange. Let's see. Let's get to a few more here. I'm a very stable, sane person, in my opinion, not conspiratorial by nature in any way, very level-headed, liberal, U of M educated, yet everything about the attempt on Trump screams stage. It just feels that way so strongly. Nothing adds up. Plus, hey, he's Donald Trump. Nothing is ever it seems with him. I mean, we just pointed out he can't call Josh Shapiro and this. No. No. They did not stage a bullet whizzing by his head. But how many people, where were the polls again on supporting Luigi Mangione for killing the head of UnitedHealthcare? Was it like 35%?
30, I was going to say that.
Again, I am in a battle right now with my insurance tied WCCO Radio for a bill for Quentin from October of 2023. Because Quentin, because of his health issues, could not have a dental procedure right away. It's just under $10,000. I eventually paid because I felt terrible that North Memorial gave me month after month after month after month after month. And it's going through so many procedures. So right now, am I furious about that? Yeah. Are there stories that make my story look like nothing? Where it's a child, it's a mom, it's a family with cancer treatments, and they've cut them off, and people's lives have been lost. Yeah, that doesn't condone killing the head of UnitedHealthcare. But that's where we're at now, Adam.
Right.
Rationalizing
and justifying, and also to your texter's point, there's very intelligent people now, more and more, who something's up. Something's got to be up.
CNN. Hold on. Here's the text. CNN called Luigi the killer a morally good man today, and you protect CNN. Is it Taylor Lorenz?
Yes.
Who is that again?
I think she was formerly a reporter, maybe of CNN formerly, but she's not now. Now she's got a podcast or something like that, and she was on CNN being interviewed.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was pushback. This is what some people do with our show too, or Adam or Jason or Jordana or Vanita. If let's say Vanita says something that is controversial, there are some people who think that we've all galvanized behind that position. It's like the one statement. No, it's what Vanita thinks, or it's what I think, or it's what you think, or Jordana or Henry or Jason. It's not one message. So if somebody, some crackpot, says something on one of us, if he was like, we don't use the word crackpot.
I love it.
Let's go crackpot. Says that doesn't mean it's all CNN. No. Doesn't mean it's all Fox News. Right. Doesn't mean it's all Breitbart either, any way. But we just keep doing it. What's more? Agree with you, Chad. I like to think some of the reasons why people think these things are staged or fake is because the level of incompetence is so high that we don't want to believe that either. The FBI was really bad at the Trump shooting. The security of the government mansion was really that poor. It all sows doubt. And that is also sad. What about that point? That it just seems improbable that the security for Donald Trump or Josh Shapiro could be this, using the term,
incompetent. The texter nail is absolutely plays into people being suspicious about it. And when it adds to the frustrations over what they're seeing, that mixes to say, see, I mean, that's how conspiracy theories form. It's a lack of information plus a willingness to believe it because you feel like there could be no other explanation.
Here's a text. Where was WCCO's weekend coverage? Try to fool us by playing replays Friday and through the weekend. I changed the channel and might today too if you don't impress me. Okay. I hope we're impressing you.
Yeah.
I ended up getting really sick. It happened fairly short notice. Jordana is observing Passover, or else what would have happened is Jordana would have done 9 to 12 and you would have come back home.
Yep.
Jordana wasn't available.
No.
If you're not familiar, we're facing some budgetary issues all across this country. And in a short situation, Brad couldn't find anybody. There was no hiding about the best of Friday. We weren't like, Dave wasn't going, hey, let's go back to Chad now. He's what? Hey, look who just walked in, Jacob Fry again. You know how many times that has happened for a non-holiday since I've started here? That's the first. You want to know why we don't have much weekend coverage? Because almost every station in America doesn't have weekend coverage anymore. We're not in the 60s and 70s anymore, boys and girls. And you know the shows we put on Saturday and Sunday morning? We make money on.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And click around. My former station, do they have they have some live program in the morning? They go bye-bye. That's a reflection of what radio's like. Can you stay one more so we can draw Trump
sure.
And Maher? Because I want to talk that. Because I definitely have some strong opinions about Bill Maher and Donald Trump, their meeting, and then what Bill Maher had to say about it. It's also possible you could just, how about this? Let's set an Adam Carter record today. Are the Twins playing today? I don't know.
We got a ball game tonight.
Who are we playing?
We got the Meet the Mets.
Meet the Mets. Are we here?
Yes.
We're here. Okay. I checked. That's a little I'm following the 5-11 club right now because it's 12-10 start Wednesday. I checked the New York forecast.
How's it looking in the Queens?
It looks fine.
Yeah.
How about you go until 6 o'clock tonight?
Just lock the studio door.
Yeah, no, just join
Jason
us.
Jason probably be.
Jason would, I'm sure, Jason and Dan, you can't be a part of every segment.
No.
Go back in the newsroom, like old days.
Yeah, log into the old computer.
Yeah, no, I don't. I just supervise. Oh, I'm sure Laura would really love that. Yeah. She'd appreciate that. Bill.
Reading some copy.
I guess that's the best you could do, Laura. Bill Maher, Donald Trump met. Bill Maher talked about it. Let's discuss after weather, traffic, and nonsense on this show. All right. They take pretty strong shots at each other forever, wouldn't you say, Donald Trump and Bill Maher,
yep.
Adam?
Yep.
So Kid Rock facilitated this because Maher, along with Real Time, has a podcast, Club Random. And Kid Rock just brought up and says, you should come to the White House. You should come. And it happened. Maher talked for about, I think it was like 12 minutes. And he talked about, my major takeaway was this, that Maher has not become MAGA off this. It's not like, oh my God, I've changed my mind. And Donald Trump has not become a liberal. But Maher's big takeaway was the guy I saw in the White House was reasonable, was not hyperbolic, was asking me genuine questions, was willing to laugh at jokes, and in-person Donald Trump wasn't TV Donald Trump. And as I'm watching this, I'm thinking I'm watching my father because I cannot quantify, no exaggeration, I'm guessing, thousands of conversations I had with friends of his, Bob Knight at the top of the list. And I was around Bob Knight maybe 30 times. 20 of those times, Adam, Bob Knight was fascinating, interesting, curious about what was going on in my life. And the other 10%, if he tried, he could have been a bigger bully and jackass. And my point to my father always was, it's not always how they treat you or how they are to you in person. And that I'm not diminishing that because that matters. But it's how they act in all sorts of ways. So I am very, very, very glad that Bill Maher and Donald Trump sat down. We need more people willing to sit down. But you know what? That's the Donald Trump who amused me when he'd go on Howard Stern and David Letterman when he was in on the bit. In the 80s, 90s, and aughts. And I don't doubt that he has that in him still. But that's not who he is as the president of the United States.
It's exactly the same way I felt about it. It's like, yes, absolutely agree that it was great for Bill Maher to go have dinner with Donald Trump.
And he was very appreciative.
And yeah, listening to Marr explain how he was, that was my sentiment the entire time was, okay, that's great, and I believe you, but that
be that guy.
That isn't the guy we see.
No.
And guess what? The guy we see, that matters. And the stuff he says, that matters.
Yeah.
And I don't care if he's like, I mean, we get the texts all the time. And again, this is something where I just differ with a lot of people. Text, I don't care about personality. It's about policy. Well, my argument to that is, well, why can't it be both? And we don't have to accept just great policy for just a jerk and a bully and somebody who's completely untrustworthy. And it matters who you are in public. And
he governs that way, too.
That's it. It's not like he's governing that he's just a jerk just to – the policies are the same way. That they affect a lot of people negatively.
Bill Clinton, by all accounts, had a volcanic temper and could be awful people. Joe Biden, before he lost it,
yep,
had the same type of temper. People said, I never really heard that about W. I never heard that about Obama either. If you have that ability to be curious with people and open-minded and self-deprecating, be that person as opposed to today belittling Zelensky and in an inane way saying that Zelensky and Biden started the war and mocking people and belittling people. I just saw my father so many times where controversial friends, and my father still, no matter, at the end, he and Bud were the two most famous people in the state, right? Probably with Jesse and, you know, Governor Walz or so. My father still was like star-crossed, like, and it still was such a kick to him that these people, and I get it, if my father's story is an amazing success story, but my father had some gravitas himself. He had some stature himself. And by the way, my father and I used to get in a lot of Donnybrooks. And I miss him immensely. My father could be a jerk to people. He really could be. And I would watch him with people who weren't his peers. And they were awful to him. And then here came the peers of his, and he was nice. And I bleepity, bleepity, bleep hated that. There's two or three Wolves games you could find in the 90s where I'd lost my voice because we had a screaming fight about how he would treat people at times. And the older he got, the better he got. But if somebody saw my father acting that way and they saw him treating people that weren't a sports columnist and they were below him and maybe eventually blow by him, and then they would see my father treat the head of U.S. Bank or a general manager team, you know what they should have thought? They should have thought, God, that guy's acting awful. So if Donald Trump can be really gracious and kind to Bill Maher, because he's also trying to persuade Maher, he just is. And Maher was too hard on what was the guy's name? Josh? Was it John Rogan or something? When the guy said, you know, Trump's trying to do a little PR with you. No, he was. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. And we all have bad moments, but it just bugs me even more. If he can do that, then govern that way. That doesn't mean all of a sudden you become a liberal.
Right.
Stand for all your positions, but don't scream and yell and do all this stuff. So, Dave, what do you want to say about that?
Donald Trump on TV publicly is a TV character, right? That's kind of what I take it as. He is playing a character. Sounds like Bill Maher got to see perhaps the real Donald Trump, somebody who might be measured. But the problem is when you play that character on TV in front of a crowd at rallies, just as he and so many other politicians do today, because that's how you get elected, that's how you get followers, people believe it.
See, here's what I think. I think Donald Trump and some others, because my father was this way, and again, I love my father and I miss him, but I'm just trying to be honest. Donald Trump makes a decision how he should act, as opposed to treating people with respect all the time. And I just don't think that's very difficult. Do you?
I don't think so. No.
And I think it should matter when you're deciding who should be the leader. Absolutely. Of our country. And that's why Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Mitt Romney. Those are all people that I easily could vote for. Easily could. I cannot vote for a guy who treats people that way. And it, and in a weird way, I almost would think, I could almost accept it in this strange way if that's how he was all the time. But if he turns on the charm and acts reasonable around the people either that he values, because I'm sure he's great with his grandkids. I have no doubt, none. I bet they love him. I bet he's amazing to them. But if he only does that when Dana White and Bill Maher and Kid Rock are there, and then he makes fun of people all the time, I think that's worse. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's that's be that person. But yeah.
Are you going to stay until 6 o'clock?
I'll be somewhere until 6 o'clock, yeah. That's for sure.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Really? Could we follow you? Could we get updates, at least through the rest of the show,
no.
Like periodically?
No, I've given too much already.
Yeah. Could we get just a bonus quick appearance from Jack Nicklaus on how he feels about Rory McIlroy?
I told him he had I was talking to Barbara, and we said he's, I mean, it's not as good as any of mine, but.
Again, I love Jack, but we both are watching the culture. He started talking more about Jack than he did Rory, yeah. Over and over again. But as I said in a text, at 85, he is still razor.
Yeah, he is.
Razor sharp, yeah. And he has not won as many golf events as Donald Trump.
That's
never.
True. Who has?
No one has. Thank you, my brother. 51 past 12. You know where Adam should go? Adam should go to Stretch Lab. You know?
I was on the Sirius XM, Johnson Wagner. Doing Stretch Lab.
Yes. Yeah. Johnson Wagner, very funny.
Yes.
Good.
Great stash.
Insightful and a tremendous mustache. Other tremendous mustaches right now, 651-461-9226.
Captain Keegan Bradley, good stash.
The captain does.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. Can we go Tommy Selleck, right? Tom Selleck still has a great mustache. And he's really bitter about, wasn't Bad Bloods. What was it, Blue Bloods?
Blue Bloods.
He still thinks he should be on the air. Back to Stretch Lab. Let me get back to Stretch Lab. Carter, you know, a former physical specimen, he gets himself in shape off and on. Get himself back in shape. Go to Stretch Lab. Go to the Plymouth one. Get Zach from behind the counter. Get Zach to go back there. But guess what? At Plymouth, they have all sorts of great people. All 11 locations will help you out. Whether you're a 50-year-old, 59-year-old, 16-year-old, 7-year-old, you want to run a little bit faster. You want to just wake up a little easier. You want to hit that golf ball 10, 15 yards further. My friends at StretchLab.com will help you out. And half off the first offer. Do it today. StretchLab.com. I'm not a fan of the tune.
What? How could you not be?
You like this song?
Better Carpenters.
You think the Carpenters are underrated?
I think they're unbelievable.
They're unbelievable?
No, I'm not.
Karen Carpenter,
I'm not a big Carpenters fan.
Isn't?
I mostly played this song to annoy you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Top of the World, this is Blue Origin. That's our theme today?
No, it is not, actually.
Oh, I thought I kind of figured it out there.
Previously, we played a song about making mistakes. So what we're doing today is we're following Rory's round on Top of the World. Oh, no, I screwed everything up. I'm back up. I'm down. I'm up. I'm down.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
That
of course
is,
it is.
That is very good. Where are you at now, Adam? We need an update.
I'm on 494, stuck in traffic.
At home. Mr. Carter, back with you tomorrow with Jordana. Overrated next hour. It's time for your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your home with new siding. Get free installation labor. Offer ends the end of this month.